What do you want for Christmas, Ray?
Everything.
I was hoping you were not going to say that. I was like, eh, it's going to be kind of weird if you say that. Yes.
Man.
Merry Christmas.
Yes.
From Bro Rants.
Definitely. Merry Christmas to you guys.
Yes, yes. I still hear this music in my ears. This is one of my favorite albums ever. I used to have the biggest crush on Mariah Carey. Who didn't?
Well, I used to love her first album when she first came out.
Oh, you're talking about
Vision of Love?
Yeah.
Because, you know,
and then you're like, oh, yeah, that's when you like.
We all love new things.
Yeah.
New, exciting things. She was new on the scene.
Yeah.
She seemed so innocent.
And that is all about how they, what do you call it?
They come off?
The aura, and that's how they fabricate them. You know, they kind of set them up in the program. You know, they market them that way. Oh, yeah. You know, we got to do this. Even though she may be,
she might have been. I don't know. I mean, listen.
She could have been. I think Tommy Mottola, from what I heard, like I would say, turned her out, but kind of had a kind of like, I don't know, it was negative.
He might have been using that, you know, that old man. That old man skill on him, you know, like, listen.
That rich man skill, because he had all of her dreams in her hands. One of the best albums comes after that would be the Jackson 5 Christmas album. Then after that would be NSYNC. Then after that would be Stevie Wonder.
This is not my forte, so I'm going to take your word for all that.
Man. You have not heard the Jackson 5 Christmas album?
I have heard it, but as far as being the best of all time,
one of the best.
I couldn't tell you.
Have you heard NSYNC? Don't lie and say you didn't.
I did not.
Lies.
Unfortunately, I'm not a big. See, this is where we kind of divide, because I wasn't in a boy band, so not being in a boy band,
right.
I didn't do the research on the boy bands and all the dancing and you know and all that right there. I just. That wasn't me.
Ray got cut right before his boy band dreams were going
to
take.
You got to be able to sing first and foremost. You got to be able to sing. You got to be able to hold a tune. I definitely can't. So that's the reason.
I see. That was actually pretty good. I was like, I think I got the Christmas spirit right there.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
So we want to thank you guys for amazing year we have starting this podcast.
It's been a good year.
Amazing year. I mean, we've had literally just from one source, we've had coming close to 3,000 downloads from you guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for the support, for listening. And we got the subscribers building up on YouTube that we've only been started for almost like a month. So 76.
Yeah. But that doesn't mean for you guys to stop sharing.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean for you guys to stop telling people about us or even watching our stuff. It doesn't mean stop. It means to increase. It means to share more, talk about it more.
Absolutely.
And start commenting more.
Yes.
Comment.
Engage. Comment. Engage. Yes,
definitely.
Engage. Because most of you freaking know us, so just engage. Engage in conversation. We're not going to bite your head off. Criticism is wonderful. We can take being critique. It makes us better. But
don't.
But Christmas. So it is Christmas. It's going to be a Christmas theme.
Yeah.
What is your most favorite thing that you are? Oh, well, what do you think? All right. What's the best thing you think of when you think of Christmas? What comes to mind when you think of Christmas? Let me ask you that.
For me personally?
Yeah.
How much money I'm about to spend?
Dude.
You know, last year,
what's up?
My son Ray Ray asked me for a Gucci backpack.
A what? You talking about the one that they sell at the flea market that kind of look like it?
He meant the Gucci.
That's crazy.
So I said, Ray, yeah. I said, you want a Gucci backpack? He goes, yeah, I want a Gucci backpack. I'm like, okay. And I thought he was just playing around.
Yeah.
But he was serious because he's into his swag, as he says it.
Wow.
So you know, I had to go look up the price of a Gucci backpack. Yeah. Just to see.
What'd you come up with?
It was like, I don't know, like. 2,000 or some crazy number.
Damn.
Right? Some crazy, right?
Yeah.
So one day I caught Ray, you know, chilling.
Yeah.
Ray, I talked to you for a second. Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah. I said, do you know how much a Gucci backpack costs? He says to me, no, I don't know that. I said, son.
Yeah.
It's like about $2,000. He's like, oh.
Wow.
My bad, daddy.
Oh, really?
My bad, see, that's good. You know, he didn't know.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
I don't believe he didn't know because he Googles. There's no way the little boy did not know. The little drummer boy did not know. He knew. But he's like, oh, yeah, my bad, dad, my bad. I thought I would have got you, dad. Damn.
I know, right? Hey. Damn. You and mom can go in half, right?
No. Christmas. What it means to me, besides the spending and the big, thank the Lord. I mean, there's some real gifts being presented with this COVID.
Right.
Because you don't have to deal with the overwhelming shopping department stores that are just dealing with the
long lines, the crowds. The
long lines, the impatience, the inconsiderate. That's the word I was looking for. The inconsiderate people that just like bumping you, taking your parking spaces, stuff like that.
Your parking space.
What do you mean?
What do you mean your parking space? Your parking space?
Yo, you have something, you got a blinker, you're there, and then someone takes it, they come and swipe it or kind of, take your snipe. Yeah, like
they might have been there before you.
Nah, you were there before them, waiting for the person, and they come on the other end, and the person backs out, and it kind of blocks you the way they back out. So the person that just came around the corner in that aisle sees it and blinks, and all of a sudden they force themselves in. And me, I'm the type of person, Kate can attest to this. I'm not proud of my ways, but there's right and there's wrong.
Uh-huh.
So you always have to teach lessons. I'm the person that if they park right there, I'm like, oh, you took my spot.
Uh-huh.
So I just stop right there and just right, in the back of their bumper and just wait till they get out. So just so I can tell them, hey, man, that was my spot.
And what they say, thank you for letting me know, and they keep walking.
No, they
right?
just sit there and wait, and then Kate will grab my hand. No. I'm like, oh, gosh. She makes me feel like I'm Conor McGregor. I'm like, Rocky, don't do that. Don't, please. I'm like, man, I'm not going to do anything. I just want to talk to the people.
What you going
to
do if they come out and say, yeah, okay. What you going to do about it?
I say, hold on. 1 second. I don't even got earrings in this shit. I'll be like, hold on. This dude about to start something? Nah. It won't be some problems. No, I'm kidding. just the things like that. It's so funny because I think it's crazy how the irony is it's supposed to be giving, whatever, and you find the most selfish acts during Christmas.
Yeah, I mean,
the most selfish acts.
That's true. For me personally, also during Christmas time,
yeah,
I become the saddest.
Why is that?
I become sad because, I don't know if I've told you, but both my parents they've passed away.
Yeah, I remember you saying that. This funny thing about it is Raymond and I are so funny. Not that's funny, but we literally learn about each other on these podcasts. So I'm like, nah, you didn't tell it to me. You told it to Francesca. I remember you telling Francesca that, but I was present, but it was about her. So, yeah.
So he's learning about me on the fly.
And you're learning about me on the fly.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, that makes everything more authentic.
Yeah, definitely authentic. Yeah.
So you get like real emotions and you get like real reactions. And
yeah, absolutely.
You're like, oh, okay. And you, but anyway. So both of my parents have passed away. And for me, it's hardest for me because, like, I'm with Kara, and then her parents come over.
Yeah,
and so
see that interaction.
Her kids, spend time with their grandparents, but my kids
don't.
Even though her parents are great with my kids,
yeah,
I treat them as the same.
Yeah,
but at the same time, in my head, I'm thinking, okay, still though, my kids don't see my mom and dad as far as how I was and how I grew up with them and how I am who I am today.
Yeah.
They don't get to see that. So I become sad. And sometimes, most times, Kara feels that. And it makes her uncomfortable around me.
Uncomfortable how, though?
Because she knows that I'm feeling a certain way. She knows that. And because I'm more serious.
So does that make her... Does it make her act different around her parents because she don't want
to? No, but I think what happens is I make her uncomfortable in a sense. Like, because she knows that there's nothing that she can say to make me feel better.
Okay.
But she hopes that I have a great time on this day.
Gotcha.
But she wants to help me, but there's nothing that I can only help myself. Time heals all wounds. And she just doesn't want me to be a sour person. On this day.
On this day.
Yeah.
On this day that Christ was not born. But yeah.
Yeah.
On this day.
So.
Yeah. But it's cool. Yeah. It's so crazy what you find out when you get older, that the dates and things we celebrate aren't really the dates and things we think they are that we're celebrating. Just like you were saying before, you wanted to bring up, when was the first time that you mentioned, you wanted to talk about the kids when you told your kids, or when the kids discovered Santa didn't exist?
Oh, I told them at a real young age.
Oh, really?
I didn't want them thinking that they can ask a person that's imaginary.
Yeah, for something.
For everything. And then I'm out there working my butt off.
Absolutely. I was gonna, no. That brings me to what I was gonna say. I was gonna say, when did you discover Santa was, because I would tell you when I discovered, go ahead, I'll let you know. Oh. Yeah. Tell me when you discovered Santa wasn't real.
So okay. In our household, my brother and I were very curious. We were always going through the house. We had an upstairs, and the upstairs had this entrance way to the attic.
Okay.
And we kind of figured that we saw something. My parents go in that one day or something. So we got this screwdriver and screwed this thing and pulled it out. And sure enough, there was a bunch of presents in there.
Gotcha.
So we was like, okay, that's where the presents come from. They're not from Santa. They come from our, you know.
Your parents.
Yeah, our parents. So
that's it. Oh, so you got it?
Yeah.
The way I discovered, we discovered Santa wasn't Santa is, you know, when you look at who the gifts are from, my mom would be like, yo, it's coming from her. you're like, oh, I sent it what you want. You make this list, and then you look, it's mom, and it's mom, it's dad, or whatever. And you're like, huh? I'm like, so my mom, you know, and it's when you realize my mom, I'm like, yo, my mom is not working for Santa. I'm like, it's up. You know, the gig is up. Like, she was like, nah, I'm getting credit for this. Like, exactly. Yeah, I'm helping Santa get you stuff. So it was pretty funny. That's how we put two and two together. We did it the Columbo way.
Yeah.
You did, you know, you did the Dick Tracy, went under, well, on Discovery and stuff. And
also, one night I stayed up real late. Mm-hmm. And I snuck out of my bedroom.
Yeah.
And there is my dad putting together one of them bikes. You know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The wrench and trying to put that bike together. Oh, like, look at that man that put my bike together. All right.
Oh, my God.
I'm getting that bike right now when I wake up.
Did you tell them once you guys discovered? Did you just keep it a secret? Or you told them, hey, you guys got us these presents that you and your brother, when you guys discovered it in the attic?
I'm thinking, and I don't know if we ever had that conversation.
Or you didn't?
I don't remember.
Just let it go.
I don't know if they just come out and just told us one day. I don't remember.
I'm saying you didn't say, hey, we saw the gifts.
Oh, no. Okay. No, it was, yeah. We never let the cat out of the bag in our household.
It so was you kind of like left it the way it was for your parents?
Because in our house, we were always taught anyway, don't be snitching.
You know? Oh, yeah. So, my mom was like that too. She was like, we're four. You know, she's like, well, four or five of us. She was like, there's five of us. You know, we're like the mafia. No one says, now she's older in her age and spilling beans like you would not believe. Like, mom, really?
Yeah, don't. Oh, we used to always had this thing where, like, whatever happens in this house stays in this house. And, you know, don't tell nobody our business and all that stuff like that.
We got, you know, those little signs. You know those little signs you can buy from the store? I got one before. It says, hey, as far as anyone knows, we're a normal family.
As far as anyone knows.
We're normal.
Yeah.
So it's pretty funny you said that. So what does Christmas mean? You're saying that's... So that's when I discovered about Santa and whatnot. What are your New Year's resolutions for this year, this upcoming year? Because 2020 was... I'm not going to say 2020 was super hard, because there was some opportunity in the tragedies, and some of the opportunities if you wanted to create something, you created something, and this was created from the tragedies of the pitfalls and the setbacks in 2020. So what is your New Year's resolution?
Well, I don't really believe in New Year resolutions, to be honest. That? Because I don't like how I do them anyway though, but
I didn't say you don't believe them, but I do them anyway. Okay.
The thing is, this is the thing. Okay. Yeah. So we're gonna wait.
Yeah.
All year for this one magical day.
Yeah.
Where we make this proclamation that from this point forward,
yeah,
I'm gonna lose weight. I'm going to get in shape. I'm going to not eat this. I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
And you're going to promise yourself this.
Yeah.
Why not do it?
Throughout the year?
Yeah. Just, you know, why wait for that day? There are other great days. Why wait?
I think is because I think people are doing the resolution thing all throughout the year regardless. Like, oh, I'm going to start this. But I think the fact that it's on this big, genuine day, like every day is a day for something like, oh, tomorrow's donut day. But National Donut Day.
Yeah, but you can't say, you know, when people like around Thanksgiving and Christmas, they say, I'm going to start losing that weight. I'm going to wait after the holidays. You know, they're going to wait so after the holidays and for that New Year's Day to make their resolution.
Yeah. But I think the reason, what I'm trying to say is I think the reason it's done on New Year's.
Okay.
The resolution is because it's like the National Donut Day. So this is a national accountability. So it's like, oh, if I put it out there and I tell everyone I'm going to do this, then I have to kind of stick to it. Even though statistically it shows you don't stick with it. You only go to the gym for 2 weeks and you're never there the rest of the year when you sign up for these new memberships. So like you said, yeah, you should probably like, if you're going to do a New Year's resolution, start sometime. Maybe the first quarter of the year, like second quarter of the year.
But that same thing you're saying, it can happen any day. It doesn't have to be that one day. But it's nice to, I guess it's nice to join the flock though, right?
Exactly, it is. Okay. Like I said, National Donut Day. Right. It makes you account. It's like National Accountability Day. What? Okay, so we're keeping it all positive in a sense, Christmas. But I'm going to say, what was the absolute worst Christmas gift you ever received that you remember? Or the gift that you didn't get that you were so disappointed. Let's put it that way. I don't want to put any shade on our parents.
No problem. Because
they tried.
Well, yeah. My parents definitely tried.
Yeah, so did mine.
I would say this right here, though. Like, when I was growing up, there's always either that that big old Sears catalog book or JCPenney's book.
Okay.
And we would go in that book and we would just circle.
Yeah,
okay. Or, like, make an X by everything we wanted.
Yeah.
And of course, as, you know, we wanted all the G.I. Joes, all the Lego pieces, and all these, the baddest bikes, and all this. We wanted the Mongoose and the Diamondbacks, and all the Dino and all that. We never got that stuff. we never got all the clothes we wanted. We just got what we needed.
Well, you know what? You didn't get all the stuff you wanted, but speaking of visualization, didn't that make you feel good just doing that going through the catalog and checking off things you wanted because it gave you some type of, you imagined it. And that was like the most fun part is the imagining it and visualizing having that bike or having that outfit or having that robot, or whatever the case may be. I don't know if was this Christmas or my birthday? I forget. Either one or the other. And my mom's probably going to kill me for this. I won't let it die. I will not let it die. So, speaking of what you're talking about, so this commercial would come on TV, and I would see it, and I was like,
What commercial?
Now that I look back, it was either Toys R Us or it was Radio Shack, because I've done some research, and I've discovered it as an adult now.
Because, Radio Shack, gosh.
Yeah, so Radio Shack. So I would sit there and do some research now as an adult. You're like, oh, I can go back and look at stuff on either YouTube or you can look on eBay and find things that no longer exist, but there's a collection, and there's a group out there for it. You know what I mean?
Really?
Look at Voltron. You'll find tons of Voltron, the original Voltron. Oh, my gosh. They're selling on eBay, you know, Thundercats and whatnot.
Thundercats.
So, my mom. So, there was this Radio Shack. Well, Toys R Us Radio Shack commercial. Okay. One or the other. And there was this robot. I know you're watching, Mom. And I'm sorry, but I do have to tell you. I'm not going to let you live this down. So, there's this robot.
You gonna put and it was on Robbie. Like
I'm gonna put her on blast. She knows why too.
Oh my god!
It was called Robbie. It was called Robbie.
Robbie.
So I was, you know, I was a mama's boy. I was a mama's boy. I mentioned it one time on the podcast. So I was like, always my mom's butt, man. You know, my mom, my brothers used to go to our cousins, our aunts, and spend nights. I would always be like, no, I can't leave my mom. You know, set my mom's side. Can't leave her. Got to protect her.
That's honorable.
Yeah, it's honorable. She used to be like, man, you used to be so up my butt. She tells me now.
Get your butt up out of here.
Exactly. So she's like, gosh. And I was like, man, this robot came one day on the commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, oh, Robbie. And in the commercial, they make this thing like it can do everything. The hand, it can bring you the drink. And it had a tray. You can swap out and have a tray in his hand. I'm thinking, oh, my God. I can help my mom.
Was this like, because
I can bring my mom breakfast in bed with orange juice and stuff with Robbie bringing it, or I can help clean.
Was this doing like the Buck Rogers time, or like the Buck Rogers type of robot, or
what is the Buck Rogers type of robot? I don't even know.
Is that Buck Rogers? Is that like
Buck Rogers?
Maybe I got that wrong. Another show. I don't know.
No, it was like a little robot. He had a big old. He had like a clear head.
Okay.
He had red eyes, so it was like a miniature, tiny robot. He was about as big as this table right here.
Oh, okay.
Right, and he had a tray, and you can take the tray out. He can move his hands, and then he would speak. He would take commands or whatever. You can tell him what to do.
Slavery.
I was like, Mom,
huh?
Slavery. I was like, Mom. I got to get this. I want that Robbie. That Robbie. And I was very. I've always been into electronics and gadgets. Just okay. How my mind works. I think technology is a beautiful thing. As far as, you know, all the shows you watch, Star Trek and all that crap. You're like, oh man, yes, gadgets. So she was like, okay, I'll try, whatever. So, you know, a couple years went by. And then finally she was like, oh, I got you. You know, we were like, she found someone that, she bought it. Okay. One or the other. Either she went and got it, because like I said, it ran for a couple years and it was discontinued. So I was like, oh man. So one day she bought it. I don't know if she bought it off someone. And got it. Okay, well, this Robbie was about 12 inches shorter than the real Robbie. And his name was not even Robbie, bro. This shit was like Toby or some shit, okay? And, bruh, like I said, he didn't release the damn tray. His hands was locked like the Kung Fu grip. And I was like, Mom, you know, I was off version. Yeah, bro. And he was not, you know, and yeah, he can talk to you. You know what he can do? If you press the button, you speak through Robbie. So, Mom, do you want anything from the kitchen? That would be me instead of him communicating back to me and taking commands. So this was like,
oh man,
this was like the prototype for Robbie. This was Robbie's cousin Tommy.
Did that scar you?
It didn't scar me, but I was just like, it scarred my mom because I never let that shit go. Sorry, Mom.
You know what? Your mom did the best she could with what she had at that time, and
she did.
Yeah, I mean,
she absolutely did. Yeah. She did great. So, I mean, I'm not complaining, but I found Robbie the other day. I said, hey, Mom, if you want to make this up to me, I think he's like $1,000 on eBay now.
$1,000 on eBay.
Just now. $1,000. Come on, Mom. I love you. And she was like, oh, boy, you're not going to let me live it down. Sure enough, not. We have a group. We have a group text. So it's the three of my brothers and my mom. So I just put that in there. And she was like, oh, Lord. She was laughing her ass off about it. I was like, nope. Not gonna let you live this one down. It was the best worst. It was not the worst gift. It was the best gift because I used the hell out of Robbie until, I don't even know what happened to Robbie. So Robbie stopped working or something. I don't know. I forgot what happened. Tommy. Tommy or Toby. One of the other's name was
probably Toby.
Probably
that
man.
Sounds more like it. But
yeah, you're probably right.
We used to get bikes a lot of bikes.
And
oh my god,
you already know what happened to my bike story.
Then you left it in the woods or something.
Yeah, I left it in the woods
because of the ghost.
Nah, man, because we needed to get out and live. So yeah, the bikes either they've been crushed, and I mean they're probably deteriorated down to like complete.
Somebody got them bikes. I'm sorry. Nah,
you think so?
Somebody got them
bikes.
Nah,
dude, those things were deep in the woods, man.
Somebody walked through them like.
Nah.
Somebody bike out here?
No.
I got to come up right here.
I would say top. So we mentioned, did you mention the worst gift yet?
You know what? The worst gift would have always been like when we asked for clothes.
Okay, yeah.
My parents would mess that up.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. They would be, it would be some, you know, when you kids, you want to have the clothes that are in style.
Yeah.
My parents wouldn't get the clothes that they would get something that close to the style. Like instead of, you know, just like for instance, you asked for Robbie, got Toby, right?
Yeah.
You know, we asked for Nike, we got Ninja or something.
Oh,
you know,
my God.
It would just be something just like, it would be close.
So it'd be off brand.
It'd be off brand.
Got you.
Speaking of the off brand.
Yeah.
So this is not Christmas related. This is clothes related. My parents, I asked for Reeboks when Reeboks first came out.
Yeah.
My parents went to Payless and bought me some off-brand shoes from Payless.
Shit.
So I begged my mom, please, do not give me these shoes from Payless. No, son. For the money I pay for these shoes right here, you can buy like you can have like a shoe for every day of the week. I said, okay, that's good logic, mom. You know, and I believed my mom because I was a good son.
Yeah, yeah.
So I went to school, and these kids were joking me out. And Clausel Johnson, I remember you, dude. And Clausel was like, at that time, he was like, see, I remember his name, too.
Yeah, I know. I can see that you're over it.
Clausel, yeah. Yeah, Clausel used to be the dude who had all the Jordans all the time, all the right clothes. He was that. He was that dude. He was
always
fly.
There's always one in the pack.
He was always just fly, just always fly. So Clausel was like, "Yo, Ray, what kind of shoes you got on now?"
Yo, he did it on purpose.
Yeah, right in front of everybody too, right? And I said,
"Yo, you wait, before you go there, when he said that, your mind, one or two things happened. It's called flight." It's called fight or flight. So you either thought, oh, shoot, he likes what I'm wearing, or he's about to call me out. What went through your mind right now? Okay, there?
I knew what he was doing, but I was ready because my mom had already trained me about the shoes. Yeah. I said, hold on, Clausel. I know what you're thinking. I know. Look, for the price of these shoes, these Bobos, I could have a shoe for every day of the week for the price of paying for those Jordans right? I told him that, right? And I told him with a straight face, too,
You told a kid that,
You know what he did?
No responsibility.
You know what he did? Started laughing at me.
I'm sure. He was like, yo, you trying to teach me about pennies? He was like, you trying to teach me about stock and stuff and savings and what? I'm a kid, bro.
Hey, but he started laughing at me, which in turn had everybody laughing at me. Damn. Oh, and I tell you, I was crushed. But...
Logic goes nowhere with kids. So
look. I came home.
Yeah.
Told my mom what happened.
Yeah.
And I told her. I said, "What you told me to tell him?" I told her, mom. And then she felt bad for me.
Yeah.
So and what happened was she took me to the store and bought me a pair of Reeboks.
Oh wow!
Because I did what she said to do.
Nice. So what happened when Claudel saw you with the Reeboks?
Oh, he was like, "Oh, okay. Oh, you good now, dude? You good now? You know." But he knew it was because of what he did.
Yeah. Fucking mean kids, man. Claudel, if you're out there, gosh damn it.
Clausel.
Oh, we can find you. I'm Google
him. I'm going to look him up. I'm going to look him up.
Hey, you owe this man an apology.
Nah, we good, Clausel. I used to beat him in basketball anyway. He wasn't that good.
Oh, okay. See? Look at that. Actually, you know what they say? Like I said, the tragedy, out of a tragedy, something beautiful could happen. Because Clausel made fun of your Payless shoes, you got them actual Reeboks, man. And speaking of... Ray came in with the nice cuffs. We got. I hope you guys are loving this. Whoever did this is amazing. But Ray got the hookup. Love these cups. Absolutely love them.
Yeah.
I thought I'd be weird about drinking my face. It's all good. What are you gonna say? I'm sorry.
I got them off a friend of mine. Referred me to somebody off Etsy. I don't have the name off the top of my head, but they're from New Orleans.
Oh, they're from New Orleans.
No, they're from Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge? Okay. Mm-hmm. Damn, okay.
Yeah.
Well, they did a fantastic job.
I know. Yeah.
We definitely got to start up in our game. New Year's resolution. We didn't even speak on that.
No, we didn't.
Gosh, damn. But what was your New Year's resolution?
So, I want to work on being a better podcaster, to be honest.
Okay.
I want to work on, as far as, you know, camera. Mm-hmm. I want to work on just knowledge as far as my speech. Just everything. I just want to just be a better podcaster overall.
Gotcha.
Truly. And, you know, not to be selfish, I also want to be a better parent, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm better parent, better partner, better husband.
Partner. All that. I want all that.
All of that. Yeah, absolutely. But when it comes to me as well, want to have an amazing podcast. I want the podcast to do amazingly well for 2021.
Yes.
I want it to take off from where it's been. This has just been the baby steps that we've created. I mean, what we've done in a short span of
learning. Yeah,
exactly.
We're learning.
And our stuff is growing and growing. The interviews. I got different things for the interviews. I want to interview some top name people and keep growing with that. Yeah. Also want to expand on our men's health and grow that even more and make it more of a platform or more of a staple point for people to come and get help with mental health, with physical health.
Okay.
Partnering up with the people that we have partnered up, like Pooja. Joshua.
PTP.
PTP. Joshua. Ricardo. Just people like that and more. I mean, even if they're in the same
field.
Same field, just getting different perspectives because not everyone teaches the same. So that's good to get, you know, we don't all learn the same.
Different viewpoints, different ideas. Yeah. I mean, it's good to collaborate.
Yeah, so that's my thing, and to make this more monetary. I mean, so like I said, I love doing this for, I love what we're doing.
Right.
But to sit here and say, it started off as fun, but I've always had a vision, and you're having a vision as well, that I want to monetize this. I want to make this something that we get paid to do something we absolutely love.
Oh, yeah. I mean, anyone loves getting paid.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, and it takes money to do things. I mean,
absolutely. So, yes. So the money does. I mean, our stuff is growing and getting better, but if we, you know, we're going to keep putting money back into this to make the quality.
Reinvesting so we can get a
better quality.
Return on our investment.
Yeah, exactly. Return on investment. But other than that, I mean, it's been a great, I mean, you know, we're alive, healthy. So it's been a great year overall. Speaking of how the year's been for a lot of people, it's been a great year. I'm not going to say it's been shitty or whatever. Hey, dude, at the end of the day, I'm alive. You're alive. Your family's alive. My family's alive.
Right.
Yeah, we have our stripes and we have everything to deal with on top of everything. We're human.
Right.
But I have more to be grateful for than not.
I agree. I am very grateful for everything that I've gotten. I have. I'm grateful for my health that you just mentioned.
Yeah.
Grateful for my family. But at the same time, I'm also saddened by the people that we have lost from COVID.
Yes.
From this year. A friend of mine lost his wife.
Yeah, it was your neighbor, right?
And my neighbor, yeah. And, you know, she was young. I mean, they're both young people. And, you know, it's sad to be right around Christmas and Thanksgiving that she passed away. And just thinking about that, I mean, I don't know why. I mean, you feel guilty for some reason. It's crazy how when someone, like, listen, by no means that I want anyone in my family to pass away, but when someone that you know personally, when their significant other passes away, you just feel guilty, you know. I don't know why.
Do you think, speaking of, do you think that's how Kara kind of feels when it comes to the holidays with you and her family? Kind of feel kind of guilty? Because she has that saddened thing that's constantly there. Because she knows she feels guilty having her family, her parents there, and knowing that you don't have that and the kids can't share that in that exchange.
You know what? I would have to ask her. I couldn't answer that.
No. I'm saying, I know you have to ask her. I'm just saying, if you had to think, hypothetically think, oh, because, or what you're feeling, do you think maybe that's how she feels?
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah. See what I'm saying? That maybe that's how she feels. Maybe. Like, oh man, I feel guilty because you're like, oh, I have my wife and this dude celebrating Christmas without his wife. You know what I mean? So I do feel guilty. So it could be something like that.
She could be just like, man up.
Oh shit. You think so?
No, I'm just joking.
For real, it's like, yo, get over that shit. Lily, it's been how many years?
I'm just joking.
Nah, been how many years? No, I was kidding.
Yeah, to be honest, I don't know. I think what it is that she just wants me to be happy.
Yeah.
I mean, even though it's, you know, it's a sad moment, she just wants me probably to think about who's here with us now as far as the kids. Mm-hmm. And also realize that, you know, we have, you know, I shouldn't try to bring everybody else down, probably. I don't know.
I don't know, man.
I couldn't tell you.
I can tell you either, but I just know that, I don't know. I don't think you ever force that on somebody. I think they come to terms with that whenever they come to terms on their own, but there's something you just can't. I mean, you're talking about a lifetime versus moments in time, a lifetime versus an adulthood. So you're talking about someone that's been in your life since you that created you.
Right.
Till whenever the moment, you know, that they passed versus your new life with your kids. It's, you know, it's intertwined. So it's like, you can't, just because that's happened, you can't branch off and let that go. It's always going to be a part of you because your parents are who you are. They created you. They're instilled their values in you. So it's like, I can't, like, if you make a pumpkin pie or something or whatever your tradition is on the holidays, that's always going to come in the back of your head. Like,
yes, sweet potato pie.
Yeah. So all that's going to come in your mind. So you never let go. What you could do, something Pooja would say, I'm pretty sure, is how do you flip it? I would say you do what you just said, the sweet potato pie. So she takes that and you guys make that your tradition in honor of your parents or your mother. And that's how you flip it and say, you know what? Now we're talking about mom and dad. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Speaking of sweet potato pie.
Yeah.
My mom used to make that sweet potato pie. She used to make it. So yeah. I have these two friends that I haven't really spoken to lately.
Yeah.
Actually, I haven't spoken to them that much in a long time. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I would say probably my fault. But
Raymond does it a lot, I think.
I do.
Yeah. Bye.
But their names are Leslie and Bird,
mm-hmm.
Latasha. But they came over one time to my house, and my mother made the pie, and they had some, and they said that it wasn't that good.
Okay, wow.
So, you know.
Yeah.
I got really offended.
Yeah. So what, you stopped talking to them? I can see why you stopped talking.
I just told them, like, no, that wasn't the reason we stopped talking. No, but I told them, I said, y'all got to go. And they were laughing that I was playing around. No, you got to go right
now.
they thought I was playing around, but I was not.
How old were you? What was this? As an adult or a teenager?
Teenager.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this man don't play with his mama and sweet potato pie.
But, I mean, for years or afterwards, we laughed about it many times about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have the recipe for that or no?
No.
Damn, brother.
No.
And you have siblings, right? Yeah, your brother.
Mm-hmm.
Just one?
I have a brother and I have a sister.
Okay. And none of them have the recipes? Somebody got to have that recipe, Ray. I want you to do.
Maybe.
This is the homework I want you to do. Get that recipe and make that part of your tradition. And I promise you, just like mama, remember soul food? Mama, sweet potato pie going to heal everything.
Hey, there you go. That's a good.
So try that,
there, Reggie. Appreciate that.
Yeah, ain't no problem, man. Yeah. Hey, the Most High, get all the stuff from the Most High. but some other topics I would like to discuss for Christmas. What is one of the worst experiences you ever had as Christmas? I'm not talking about gifts or anything. Maybe a family gathering that didn't turn out right, because we all know when family get together, it can be tumultuous, toxic sometimes if it's dysfunctional. It's not always great and happy times. Sometimes it's like almost you always get the uncle that you're like, damn, the drunken uncle, the uncle that's drunk.
Right.
The aunt uncle that's splitting up.
I don't think I had those.
Those moments?
Those moments at Christmas. Mm-hmm. But I've had those moments, but it just didn't happen to be at Christmas.
Didn't happen at Christmas. Okay.
Right.
That's fine. Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah, we our Christmases were always pretty good. Gotcha. They're always fun. Mm-hmm. We always, we would always get our gifts and then we would be outside. Playing around with our friends. Yeah.
How did you guys, I know with us, we had a tradition that we'd open the gifts one at midnight.
Oh, we didn't have that.
Not at all. Because we used to do midnight mass.
You guys, I wanted that.
Oh, did you guys ever do midnight mass or no?
No.
So we did, yeah. Sometimes we do midnight mass. That's when we got to Florida. We more so do midnight mass because my aunt and uncle, they're more so very
heavy into
heavy church. Yeah.
My parents were not at all.
Oh, really? My mom wasn't at either. No. She wasn't, you know, spiritual. And probably we'd do the midnight mass because they'd invite us and we'll go do the midnight mass. And right after that, we get to open up one gift.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, but it's midnight. It's 1 o'clock, mama. So like, it's mom. It's 1 o'clock. Isn't it Christmas? No. One gift. Take your ass to bed. Nice. And then,
huh? That's nice.
What is?
For her allowing that. The one gift.
Yeah. It was a precursor.
Did you pick the gift or she picked the gift?
No, I think we picked the gift, but we'd always pick like the tiniest one, the one that was like, we picked the one that, hey, you know, we'll get the worst out of the way. You know, like, oh, let's get the shirt,
right,
the pants or something. Uh-huh. This is clothes. Let's get it out of the way and like get the fun thing tomorrow because you got to go to bed anyway. It's like, open your gift. We have a little food and then we go to bed.
But nobody got the big gifts. No one open. I mean, somebody had to be the one to be like,
nah. I don't know. Now that I think about it, I don't really think so. When did Okay. When did Christmas not become Christmas to you anymore? Like, when did you lose your taste for Christmas? If you ever lost your taste for Christmas. Me, I've kind of lost some of it when I've seen it turn more. As you get older, I can see why they're grumpy old men and why people get bitter and stuff, because they're like, gosh, you see that it's not really what it's supposed to be about. It's almost like the stores are trying to drive you broke. The kids only want what they want.
Huh? What is it for you, Christmas?
Christmas. I mean, I liked, you know, I like the giving part and stuff like that. But what I see now, it's kind of like, maybe I'm tainted. I just see people, like I said, I see all the shellfish shoppers, the parking lot thieves. Grand Theft Auto themes. I see all that stuff. I mean, my distaste for it is certain things like that. You know, I can see it's not about the spirit. It's not about what we've seen displayed in movies more so. So it's like,
okay. So for some people in some homes or that, like, it could be, you know, about Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, in certain homes, is just about the gifts and the whole celebration.
Yeah.
Family getting together, family gatherings.
So, yeah.
I've kind of had both, you know, because I grew up in a household that did not celebrate, you know, Jesus. And then I grew up in I got married and I went to a church.
Yeah.
And we would go to church on Christmas Eve.
Okay, so you did the midnight mass, not as a kid, but as an adult.
Gotcha. Yes. Yeah. So I've done both, and that's why I was asking you, what does it mean to you? In that aspect, is it just the family gathering?
It's more. It's always about family.
The holidays.
I'm more so family oriented. I like being around family and loved ones. So that's what it's all about, the get-togethers and being around people, and then putting a smile on someone's face.
Right.
It's like so when you shop, you're like, gosh, you're thinking. Whether it's your kids or significant other, or you're thinking, what can I do to bring a smile to their face? And it's not really about the item or the price of it. It's what that item's going to do for that person.
Don't you think sometimes, though, that it gets to the point where kids are just asking and they don't really
care or appreciate?
Appreciate.
Yeah, I see that now. I mean, I've seen that throughout the year with our kids. I see that they, you know, it's got to the point where, you know, there was... Oh, can I get this, and I see the state of the world and people that go without or whatever, and I'm like, yo, you know, when you get Christmas gifts, they play with it that 1 week.
Oh, and then all of a sudden, goodness.
It's like, what happened? Don't let me get started on that. To your toy, why are you not playing with your toy anymore? Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh no, but I'm like, but you wanted this toy that we
so bad,
you had to have
so
it.
So bad.
And it's, so I see all that, and I'm like, man, it's just, that always irks me. Because I remember, like, you know, growing up, like I said, single-parent household, whatever we got, we appreciated. I mean, the most gift, and I'll say this because, you know, I love my mom to death, and we make fun of it. It's a joke, but, I mean, we make fun of it now because you can always laugh when you get older.
Right.
So I would say the worst gift, but the most humbling gift we ever got, because I remember my mom, like I said, single parent mom, working, providing, cooking, coming home every night and cooking, as far as working full time and everything.
That's crazy how she did that, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's just unbelievable. So Christmas, I mean, I can remember one of the hardest Christmas. I don't know, I can't remember why, but you know, you're a teenager, so you never hear about it. You don't know why. You're young. You're like 12 or whatever. I think we were 12 or 13, and we just, I think this was we just moved to Deltona, okay, or second part of Deltona, like the third section or second section, the one by Deltona Middle.
Okay.
Deltona Middle, the one I tell you about, that's where I got lost in the woods.
You lost your bike?
Yeah, so this is before all that happened. This is when we just moved there, so humble beginnings, and I just remember... you know, we got a gift. Like, we didn't, you know, I know it was pretty tight, and you know, we always got like one or two gifts.
Okay,
and it was like, swear to God, it was sweatsuits. It was like jogging suits or whatever, and it was not like name brand or anything.
It was the plain, like the
yeah,
the
plain color, blue, and then yes, and Berg and Nova was cranberry.
We used to get those too.
Yo, so it was like that was it. It was it for Christmas. Those. But that was it for Christmas. It was like that was it. It was like too. It was humbling, but I was like, it was crazy. I was like, and we thing about it is, my mom was always, you know, she like, you know, she was. We knew what she did, and she tried it, whatever, and what the case may be. Like she would bust her butt. So we took it, and we smiled, and we were grateful. We didn't give her a hard time about it, because at the end of the day, we just knew what the struggle was. We knew she was doing all she could. So it was like, you know, that was the most humbling thing. So I tell my kids all the time, like, girls, you're like, I'm like, you don't know how I grew up. And so whatever you guys get, when I see you guys do this and that, I'm like, I'm doing stuff to make your life better than mine was. So when I see them take advantage of stuff, I'm like, man, if you guys only knew. I say, call, you know, like my mom calls, came up with a name, Mimos, instead of grandmother. She didn't want to be called grandmother. So Mimos. I'm like, call your Mimos up and see.
Mimos.
Yeah, well, try to spell it, because it looks like memos when I try to write Mimos. So I'm like, Mary, I'm like, babe, how you spell Mimos? I'm asking the kids. I'm like, yo, Mimos, and I'll put an I somewhere. That's serious. My mom's crazy. She always has to have something exotic.
But don't you think like the reason you were more appreciative back then is because back then you didn't have the internet. You didn't have a way to see what folks in California were doing, or folks in Chicago or New York, or you might have seen them on TV. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't like you could capture it on your phone, like right away on Instagram or social media or Google. You didn't have all that. I mean,
that's a good point.
So you kind of were like the neighborhood you were in or the area you lived in. You kind of like the people were on the same economic level as you were.
Okay.
So kind of like if you didn't get a lot, they probably didn't get a lot either. So you kind of saw what they got, and you were like, okay, so. On the same level, so you didn't kind feel of. Like you were left out.
Yeah, kind of, because I mean, there was always a couple that had everything, yeah. Because their parents would make sure they had everything.
Oh, they were only one child.
Yeah, only one child. And they got everything, and they were like,
yeah. I mean, we had that on our street too. Somebody who had they only had one child, and this kid got everything, all the GI,
all the fresh haircuts and the shoes and
all the Star Wars characters.
Yeah,
he got all the always. He got every he played on every sport, everything. You know, so
it's pretty crazy. Yeah, well, yeah, social media does do that, and put a lot of people in comparison. So
it does. Yeah, so
you compare what you got, and then you have less appreciation, like you said, and gratitude for what you get. And
also a different mentality back when we grew up too. We were, I think, I mean, I don't mean to sound like the guy who says, get off my lawn, the old guy, but I think we were more respectful back then.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've gotten pretty, this generation has gotten pretty bad. I mean, even adults are bad now. it's not even kids. It's almost like, no one cares. You barely find, like I told you, I told you before, you can go to Starbucks, Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A is a little better. Let's say you run into Wendy's, McDonald's through the drive-thru, or Dunkin', and this happened to a couple of times where you're talking to the person, and it's like, I've seen my wife, and she's basically, or heard her while she's on the phone with me talking to these people, and it's like she is the one serving, and like, okay, thank you, and they don't say anything, like, and they have an attitude, so it's like, damn,
wow,
it's crazy how times have definitely changed. It's not in your head. It's like, I don't know if people are just tired of working, like,
probably.
Damn it, I gotta get up and I gotta do this. So it's definitely there's a less respect than it used to be. Especially for elders, and kids. I think it has to go with the generation. What is it? YZ or Z?
Yeah, it's more of an expectancy.
And I think the fact that they get this, like what Pooja was saying, they get the small gratification because everything comes to them instantly, right? So nothing's earned. So if you have nothing earned. Clothing on me for materialist.
And how can you appreciate it?
Exactly. Yeah. And that you don't get, your respect is your image. Your respect is oh, I've got this, so now you respect me. You know what I mean? I got that. Now, you know, like, it's not off of your character, it's off of your content. And I'm talking about what's in your wallet.
Right.
What's in your bag? What's in your wardrobe? What kind of car you got? Oh, Sweet 16. I got to get a car because I seen it on my Sweet 16 on MTV. Is that even on still? I don't. But I'm saying,
I don't know.
Is this crazy? Like,
yeah, I don't know.
I can't. Let's go back. All right. So
here we go.
Raymond.
Yes.
All right. So Raymond, what are your top five Christmas movies of all time?
So top five. This list can always fluctuate every year because, you know, it depends on how I feel.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
For this year, I'm going to go, I like movies that are family orientated and they're funny. So okay. Let's go Home Alone.
Okay.
Let's go Elf.
All right.
Let's go Jingle All the Way. Let's go Miracle on 34th Street.
Okay, is that the remake or the original?
The one with the red rifle? Is that the same one?
I don't know, with the red rifle. I mean, is it black and white that they redid?
Yeah, the black and white.
Okay, so you like the original.
Yeah, the black and white where the kid licks the that's the same one. He licks the pole, triple dog there.
No, that's not the Miracle on 34th Street, bro. You trying to steal one of mine?
Which one is that one?
Bro, that's a Christmas Story. That was going to be one
of
mine.
Christmas
Story. Okay. Yeah.
You triple dog there.
Yeah. This dude said Miracle on 34th Street. I was like, okay.
And then the fifth one was going to be with Nicolas Cage and a Family Guy or Family Man.
Okay. Yeah. I think I've heard of that. My top five.
Your top five.
My top five is going to be
your top
coming
five.
At number five.
Number five. Oh, you're going from the bottom to the top.
Bottom from the top, brother. Just like you did.
I went from the top to the bottom.
Die Hard. Did you?
I did.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay. From the bottom to the top. I thought you said you in that order.
I went.
Oh, you went from Home one. Alone. Oh, so that was number one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Die Hard.
Okay.
Number five. Gotta love Bruce Willis. Gotta love that. One of the best Christmas movies I've ever seen because it's action packed. He's funny. What was it? Not Hasta La Vista, baby. No, what did he say? He was Sayonara, motherfucker. What was it?
Yeah,
Sayonara. Like one of the best movies. Because he's getting back with his wife. Real good movie. So, Die Hard.
Okay.
Coming in number four. I would say, I had it a moment ago and we completely forgot. We just did it. I was on mute.
Was it The Miracle on 34th Street?
No. Oh, no, it wasn't that. Not the Miracle on 34th. Christmas Story. Christmas Story coming in more so like number three.
All okay. Right.
Okay, Christmas Story number three.
Okay.
I would say number four would be Trains, Planes, and Automobiles.
Okay.
That is a great movie with the late, great John Candy.
Okay.
And Steve
Martin. Steve Martin.
Yep. A wonderful movie. Chevy Chase will come in number two. My wife put me onto that because she loves the National Lampoon Christmas
Vacation.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Real good one. So I got, damn, that's more than that than meets the eye. Number one would be, I just had it. Damn, I can't use Home Alone. You already have that. I mean, but nah. There's one that It's a Wonderful Life
with what's his name?
Life, yeah. With I don't know. I can't remember his name, but yeah, It's a Wonderful Life.
Okay, all right.
That is, I just love the fact that it, you know, it's black and
Merry
white.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, and the fact that you can relate to that movie because it's so sad. Because you're like, damn, the ifs or buts and the fact that this man sacrificed everything to keep a community, you know, because everyone needed him and he kept his bank, put his money in for his trip to Europe when he was going to go with his wife and didn't, I mean, his life could have been.
That wouldn't happen today.
That wouldn't happen today, you said?
That wouldn't happen.
Damn, that's negative, Nancy.
I'm just saying.
Okay. Negative Nancy. Let's go with the top five Christmas songs of all time for you. Songs, not albums.
You know, like I said before, this is not my
forte
wheelhouse, but
okay.
I will try.
Okay.
For this, it doesn't really matter to me as far as these songs, but I will do it for entertainment purposes.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Let's go Jingle Bells.
Okay. By who?
Well, It doesn't matter. I mean, we could put it on Mariah Carey.
Okay, Jingle Bells.
We could do Mariah. All right. Mariah, you can come on and sing all these songs for me, okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Okay. This is a complete cop-out. Go ahead.
Hey.
Don't say, bro, if you say ABCs, 1, 2, 3...
That's not like a Christmas song.
I know. If you say ABC, I'm gonna know you're pulling shit out your ass.
Rudolph the Red Nose Reindeer.
What the hell is going on here, Ray? Guys, damn, bro.
That's all Christmas.
Yes, if you're in seventh grade.
Hey, but listen, we now know these songs, right?
Okay. Yes, we're at number 3, I think. God, are we at number 3 or number 4? I hope we got, we're like close to your end. That is Rudolph.
No.
What, Dashing Through the Snow in a One-Horse Open Sleigh? What song?
All the Hills We Go, Dashing All the Way High.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Hey. I thought you were trying to name the reindeers, but yes, that's a different song. Yeah. Jingle Bells. That's Jingle Bells, bro. Let's back to Jingle Bells.
It's not Jingle Bells. That's totally different.
What is that? Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. Over the hills we go.
Laughing on the way.
Bells and knots on ring, making spirits. Oh, snap. Jingle bells.
Like I said, this is not my wheelhouse.
So you got Jingle Bells twice. It really hit home.
Jingle Bells is twice.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And the last and final one is Jingle Bells Again. Is a Jingle Bell rock?
Jingle Bell Rock.
There you go.
Oh, shit, man. Even Lethal Weapon. That's a great Christmas movie, too. Damn, the first one.
That is a good one,
too. I love that one. Yeah. My top 5.
Okay.
For those who stayed and waited for this.
Hey, you know what, though? It might be one of his albums.
I don't know. It could be one of yours. I think, I like Let It Snow by Boyz II Men. Let It Snow. That was really good. Top 5. Bam, let's see. So, coming in at a close number 5, at the end, you guys may hate me, but I still have him in there, Donny Hathaway with This Christmas classic, the late, great Donny Hathaway. Coming in at number 4 would be Stevie Wonder, Someday at Christmas. Coming in at number 3 would be Dean Martin or any of the Rat Pack or any of those old school swing type of singers with Baby It's Cold Outside. Da-da-da-da-da, Baby It's Cold Outside. Yeah. That was a little sampling. Uh-oh. Now you're warmed up.
All right.
And coming in at number 2, NSYNC, gotta put them out there. Love their album. Would be Happy Holidays. Mm-mm. Yeah. And number 1 would be the Jackson 5, Someday at Christmas. No. Give Love on Christmas, because they also did Someday at Christmas, the redo, the remake, their rendition for the Stevie Wonder song. But they sang it as well. But Give Love on Christmas, I'll just do it that way. Bam!
Wow, Reggie, you have a great memory for music there.
Bro, I got great memory. Yes, I do. And I also have great editing.
Wow.
So, what we want to do, man, is wish you guys a Merry Christmas and a prosperous, harmonious new year. I don't know, man. I hope you guys get everything you want, and the best lesson I think you should all learn is the best gift is who you're with, your family, man. Nothing else matters. Materials don't matter because they fade and go, and they're trends.
Exactly. I mean, thank you guys, and we appreciate you guys for all you've done for us, and just watching our show, and can't wait to do one more year.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
we can't wait to do this another year, and we're going to be focusing more so on our brand. I wanted to say that too for the New Year's resolution. We did a lot of interviews. We got pretty overwhelmed, and we kind of lost ourselves in our identity.
We didn't lose ourselves.
We had a lot of more interviews than we had of our shows anymore. Yeah. Our shows went like, people were like, yo, where are you guys at? Where's your personality? We turned into Barbara Walters. I mean, Oprah interviews and she's still Oprah. Right, so we're going to make sure we start putting more energy back into our normal shows, which you guys have grown to love. And you guys can piece more into our personal lives and hear about our families, our wives, our kids. Some of us, many more kids than others. But yes, we wish you guys a Merry Christmas and
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I'm Reg.
And I'm Ray.
And we're Bro Rants. And Merry Christmas, guys.
We out.
We out. Peace out.